Before we dive into the message, I just kind of wanted to give you a little bit of update about myself and my ministry. Some of you may remember me, some of you may not know me because you've come here since the last time I spoke at your church.
在我分享今天信息以前，我想先跟大家分享一下我发生的事情，还有我的教会的事工的事情，因为我上次来的时候提了一些。
I pastor a church in North Brunswick, New Jersey, right off of exit 9 of the turnpike.
我的教会是在高速公路第九出口的那个附近。
We started in 2009 as a church plant.
我们是从2009年开始的。
Our desire was to reach the diverse population that is all around the Rutgers University campus.
我们的意向是在那附近大学中来接触各种人种的人。
By 2011, we had grown to about 60-70 people. We were still predominantly Chinese American, but we had a few Caucasians and a few African Americans.
2001年，我们大概有六七十个人，大部分是中国人。我们也有少数的白人跟非裔的人。
And then we joined with another church in 2011 in January. That was about 15 months ago, and we became a very different looking church because they were predominantly white.
大概十五个月以前，大概一月的2001年，我们与另外一个教会合并。我们的整个教会的形式有点改变，因为大部分那个教会的都是白人。
And being in a location that is predominantly Hispanic, we have seen God really change the face, the demographics of our church.
我们在教会的所在大部分其实是西裔讲西班牙语的人，所以整个教会的形式我们看到有一个很大的转变。
I share all that with you just to say that that's the context in which I pastor, and as you seek to live out your life as a local church, one of the things that we must always remember is that God has a mission that He wants us to be on.
我与大家分享这一点，是一个牧者的身份，我们也想要让你知道说，神是真的带我们走向各样不同的地方。
It's been a joy serving God in that context, and it's a joy to be with you here today.
真是很带着欢喜快乐来服侍神，也很欢喜快乐来到你们中间。
Now I asked Tommy what it is that you guys have been studying this year, and he shared with me that your congregation is going through the book of Exodus, or you're beginning to go through the book of Exodus.
我向温弟兄求问他，我们这个教会这一段时间在研读什么？他告诉我们，我们开始进入了出埃及记。
So I took this opportunity to share with you what is one of the most powerful themes that we find in all of the Bible.
所以我借着这个机会，我来向大家分享，在这个是一个非常有带着力量的这一段经节。
And that's the theme of forgiveness.
这一段我们的中心点就是饶恕。
There's a boy in my neighborhood that comes over to my house quite often.
在我的邻居中有个男孩常常到我家里来。
He's 14 years old and he loves to wrestle, play basketball and football and soccer and video games with my boys.
他14岁很喜欢各样的活动，摔跤啊，足球啊，篮球啊，跟我的小孩打成一片。
One day last summer, he was over playing video games with my sons.
去年的暑假，他来到我们家中，跟我的孩子玩电动玩具。
And for some unknown reason, he decided to go in my garage and take one of my son's BB guns.
不知道为什么，他到了我的那个车库里头，拿了我儿子的一个枪的玩具。
And he brought it into the family room where they were all playing video games.
他把他那个枪拿到我们的客厅来，当大家都在玩电动玩具的时候。
It was loaded, and for some reason, he cocked it.
那个枪其实满了子弹，所以他就等于是开了膛。
And somehow, while playing around, he accidentally pulled the trigger.
大家都在玩的时候，他就很意外的他开了枪。
Pow!
砰的一声。
Right in the middle of my 40-inch flat screen TV.
打中了我40寸的电视。
Now you have to understand, I have 5 boys.
你知道我有五个男孩。
So I'm used to things getting broken.
所以我对这个打坏的东西我习惯了。
I'm used to hearing I'm sorry a lot around my house.
我常常听到在我的家中说对不起。
But I've never seen a boy that sorry in my life.
可是我从来没有看到一个孩子有这么的感到抱歉。
He was even sorrier when he got home.
当他回到家的时候，他更是感到难过。
You understand what I mean? He had to face his dad.
你知道我的意思吗？因为他要面对他的父母。
But is being sorry enough to make something that you did wrong right again?
可是当你抱歉说抱歉的时候，是够了吗？能够把坏的关系转向对吗？
See, while a sincere apology is great,
当我们道歉的那个心是非常的有诚意的时候，
Who's going to pay for the broken lamp or the broken window or in this case the broken TV?
那到底是谁要赔偿那个破掉的灯、破掉的窗户，在这个例子上那个破的电视呢？
And that's the big question.Of the Bible, and is that when something is broken, when something is made wrong, who's going to pay to make it right again?
所以这在圣经上就说了，当一个破碎的东西，一个破碎的关系的时候，到底谁能够来做这个修补的工作呢？
And that's certainly the question that we're being asked, or we're being taught in Exodus chapter 32.
在出埃及记三十二章的时候，就是告诉我们，也教导我们如何来做这个修补的事情。
So if you have your Bibles, if you can just follow along as I read it in English, and we won't necessarily read it in Chinese because otherwise it might take a little bit long. It's a long chapter, so I'm just going to read it for you in English, Exodus chapter 32.
如果你有圣经，请你跟着讲员念他英文，我们不会念中文。
I'll give you just a second to find it.
出埃及记三十二章。
Before I dive in, the context is this. The people have discovered by this time that God has chosen to bless all the nations of the world through his people called the Israelites.
在我们念经文以前，我先告诉大家，这段是经，在这个以前，以色列民族知道神拣选他们，成为他的选民，要借着他们来祝福万民。
Back in chapter 24, Moses went up Mount Sinai.
在先前二十四章的时候，摩西到了西乃山上。
He's gone for 40 days and 40 nights, and he's receiving God's law.
他在那上面四十昼夜接受神的律法。
And by the time we get to chapter 32, we discover what has been happening while he's been away for the last 6 weeks.
在三十二章，我们就来看看，在他离开的这六个星期里头，以色列人发生了什么事情。
Exodus chapter 32. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what's happened to him. Aaron answered them, Take off the gold earrings that your wives, your son, and your daughters were wearing and bring them to me. And so all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what was handed to him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf.Fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of Egypt. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord. So the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterwards they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. Then the Lord said to Moses, Go down, because your people whom you brought up out of Egypt have become corrupt.They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of Egypt. I have seen these people, the Lord said to Moses, and they are stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation. But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. O Lord, he said,Why should your anger burn against your people whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say that it was their evil intent, that it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever. Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened.
我们刚刚讲员从第一章念到了第十四，第一节念到第十四节，就是出埃及记三十二章。
For almost 6 weeks, Moses has been up in a mountain.
六个星期，摩西在山上。
Nothing was happening.
山下他们不晓得摩西怎么了。
They got tired of waiting. We understand what that's like.
他们真的是等累了。
Any of you like waiting on God?
你们在我们当中，你们在等候神吗？
Not if you're a normal person.
如果你是很正常的一个人，这好像有
点难。 We want God to give us an answer at least as quick as Google can.
我们希望盼望神能够回应我们的祈求，就像我们打到 Google 上面一样。
AndHere is Moses on top of the mountain. He's hearing God's voice as God is giving him the law. He's writing it down.
摩西在山上，他与神交通，神也向他显示他的律法。
And the people below, they know what is happening up on that mountain.
山下的人其实他们知道，在知道山上到底在发生什么事。
They have seen God speak. They have seen God act. They have seen God save them miraculously.
他们看见也听过神，他们也经历过神如何的神迹的奇迹的把他们拯救出来。
And this story tells us something profound about human nature.
这个故事告诉我们，就是在告诉我们人性到底是怎么一回事。
Experiences can quickly disappear.
当我们的经历常常很容易的就会消失掉。
And we can easily act in a way that is opposed to what we have actually learned and heard and see of God.
而我们往往做出来的是与神教导我们 做出相反的事情来。
Have you ever noticed that in your Christian life? You come to a struggle, you come to a crisis, and it's so hard to be faithful all over again.Even though when you look in the rearview mirror of your life, you can see God having provided for you regularly in the past.
你是不是看你自己走这属灵的道路的时候，很多时候你在难处中，在艰苦中，你所做出来的往往是违背神的心意。可是你回头看的时候，你看见你也知道神当初是怎么保守，怎么供应你的需要。
It's only been 6 weeks.Since God divided the ocean and they walked through it, only 6 weeks.
只有六个星期，神把红海分开，让他们走过那个海，仅仅只有六个星期而已。
And they got tired of waiting, so they come to Aaron, and Aaron makes a golden cow based upon what the people desire.
所以他们累了，他们烦了，他们来到亚伦面前，要他为他们造一个神。亚伦造了一个金牛犊。
By the way, Aaron becomes the first sad father figurehead of all those who desire to build a ministry based on the primary question of what do the people want?
很可惜的，亚伦就成为了在一个事工上以人的需要为中心点的一个事工的始祖。
If you seek to follow God by listening to the voices of the people,You will always end up with a golden cow.
如果你侍奉神，可是你以人的需要为中心点的时候，你的结局往往你得到的就是一个金牛犊。
Of course, he will want to claim that what he is doing, is responding to the people's felt needs.
当然，他的说法是说他是为了神人的需要来做出的决定。
And don't want to claim that he's being faithful in his ministry.
他可以说他对他的事工，他是很忠心的在服事。
He'll want to say that worship around that golden cow is a legitimate form of worship.
他可以说他绕着那个金牛犊在敬拜的时候是一个合理的敬拜方式。
Look what he says in verse 5.
我们来看第五节他是怎么说的。
He calls it its festival to the Lord.
他说是向耶和华守节。
It is absolutely nothing like what God calls worship.
可是这不是神所说的敬拜。
This is an expression of self-indulgence of the people.
这是一个自己放纵的一个方法。
Look at verse 6. They got up early, they ate, and they partied.
第六节说到他们第二天早上早起，他们吃喝，他们玩耍。
I mean, the Bible doesn't get into the explicit description here, but if you study the context and what that word revelry means, it means out came the drinks, off came the clothes, and they thought it was a wonderful party.
当然，圣经没有讲得很仔细，可是你从这个经文中间你可以看得出来，他们吃，他们喝，下一步就是脱了衣服，然后他们觉得这真是美好的一个节庆的方式。
But it's worship of the wrong God.
可是他们敬拜了错的神。
It's indulgence in a wrong kind of behavior.
他们放纵了自己的行为。
And it's an experience of the wrong kind of joy.
他们实在是经历了一个不合情合理的一个喜乐。
And at some point in life, we're all going to find ourselves in a position where we're going to be tempted with very similar types of experiences.
其实在我们的生活经历中，我们有的时候也会经历到这样的引诱。
We'll be invited to parties.
我们参加一个庆典。
Or to be around friends.
我们与朋友相聚。
Who will indulge in the wrong kind of worship?
他们会带着我们进入一个不合神心意的
the wrong kind of behavior,
一个不合神心意的活动
offering us the wrong kind of joy.
然后我们就经历了一个不合神心意的喜乐。
I picture what it would look like this scene if NBC was covering this as a news update.
我常常想这个场景如果以美国全国传播公司来讲的话会是怎么样的一个报道。
You can see the caption flop, you know, come up on your screen and it would be entitled Party in the Desert.
我就会看到一个大标题在沙漠中的聚集。
Brian Williams, you guys know who Brian Williams is? He's like the anchor for NBC News.
你们知道 Brian Williams 是谁吗？他是NBC 的一个很重要的
He shows up with his crew and his camera.
他带着他的组员来到这个现场。
And he begins with something like this.
他开始这么报道。
Out here in the desert, a new cultural form is being born.
在这个沙漠中，一个新的文化诞生了。
Showing remarkable resiliency despite the arid climate and the harsh conditions.
虽然天气这么的情况这么不好这么干裂可是这些人他能够显出他们真是能够忍耐的能力。
These Hebrews are showing an amazing capacity to incorporate the surrounding cultural forms in order to create a whole new style of fun and festivities.
这些犹太人实在借着虽然是不好的环境可是他能够借着这些环境能产生出一个又有趣又能够庆祝的一个节庆方法。
With remarkable creativity, they have started a whole new religious movement with out of this world fun and a progressive morality that would impress any surrounding culture.
照着他们的这样子的没有办法想象出来的一个创造力，他们造出了这么又有趣又吸引人的节庆，能够。不仅仅如此还能够影响四周围的环境的四周各方面的文化。
You see, our secular culture would affirm that what went on around the golden calf as deeply meaningful for many people.
所以照我们世俗的文化来看，在那个金牛犊四周这样子的节庆的方法，实在是一个带有深具意义的节庆。
If it feels good and you believe it's right.Who's to tell you otherwise?
如果你感觉很好，你也觉得不错，是的，谁能告诉你其实那是不好的
？And it would be a bunch of interviews that would sound very similar to that, and then that would be the end of it.
也有看到不仅仅是这个访问，别的报道也会有相似的报道，然后就成了一个事实。
The people said that it was meaningful. God said it was abominable.
人看起来带着极大的意义，神却认为这真是可恶。
Now with all of that going on at the bottom, God says to Moses, who is on top of Mount Sinai receiving the law, he says, "You need to go down."
当人民在山下这么做的时候，在山上，摩西在与神交通的时候，神中断了那个交通，说，你最好下山去。
Because the people are out of control.
因为人民失去了控制。
As Moses arrives on the scene, he has the uncomfortable and the unenviable task of breaking up the party.
当摩西来到了现场，他做了一个 许多人做不出来的一个举动，来把这个聚集来终止掉。
Look at verse 21.
我们来看第二十一节。
The first thing he does is goes to Aaron.
第一件事，他来到亚伦面前。
What did these people do to you that you led them into such great sin?
摩西对亚伦说，这百姓向你做了什么？你竟使他们陷在大罪里。
Aaron, did they torture you?
亚伦，他们虐待你了吗？
Did they threaten you or your family, or did they threaten something horrible would happen to you? That's why you led them into such great sin?
他们对你的家人有陷害吗？他们让你有对你有做出什么样的，让你能够把这些人带进这么大的罪里头？
Rather embarrassingly, the only thing that Aaron could say was this.
与其觉得不好意思，亚伦就只有这么说。
Well, they simply asked me, Moses.
他们向我要你。
If you could just simply understand what it's like to lead 2 million people.
如果你能够想想带着200万的人。
If you could just understand their felt needs and what their demands are.
如果你能够领受到他们想要的什么，他们真的心里渴慕的是什么。
If you could just understand what it takes to make ministry relevant to the people, then you would understand why I did what I did.
如果你能够明白这个事工上面到底对人民的他人的需要，实质的需要是什么，你就会了解我为什么这么做。
And of course, he tries to dodge his responsibility when Moses asks him.How did all of this happen?
当然，像当摩西直问他的时候，他要想要避开他的责任。
He gives a very sanitized response.
他给了摩西一个含含糊糊的回应。
See, back in verse 4, we are told that he used a tool to fashion this idol into a calf.
在第四节的时候，圣经告诉我们，亚伦用了一些工具来造成这个金牛犊。
But notice his story in verse 24.
可是在第二十四章他是这么说。
Moses, it was an amazing phenomenon of evolution if I ever did see one myself.
摩西啊，你这是真是很稀奇的事情，我从来没看过这样的现象。
I just took the people's jewelry, I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf.
我就是把人他们的金饰全部收集起来，放在火里，出来了就是一个金牛犊。
The first recorded event of theistic evolution.
第一个
That's a hard
理论上的一个
Yeah, that's all right. It's where people believe that God uses evolution to create the world.
这是就像好像第一个就是这个进化论的，好像类似进化论的说法一样。
And how often do we hear this kind of excuse when it comes to even our own personal accounts of sin?
对我们自己犯的罪，我们是不是也常常用一些各样的理由
？I don't know how it just happened.
我不知道怎么了，就这么样发生了。
It's because we always want to minimize.The degree of our decision making and the degree of our responsibility when we do something wrong.
我们常常都要减低我们其实当初我们犯罪是因为我们的决定和我们做下来的意念。
Well, Moses was not very impressed.
当然，摩西不是这么容易就被说服。
Look at verse 26.
26节。
There are 2 million people here, and he calls them to make a decision.
那有200万人在那里。摩西要他们做个决定。
It's a turning point in the life of God's people.
对神的百姓说，这是他们的转捩点。
They have chosen to worship an idol.
他们曾经选择了敬拜偶像。
And Moses says, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me."
如果摩西跟他们说，如果你们是属耶和华的，到我这里来。
I want to give you an opportunity now to turn.
我要给你一个机会。
If you're ready to turn your back on the idols and to move away from living your own way and doing your own thing, if you're willing to turn away from what you have put in place of God, then you make that decision now and come to me.
我现在给你一个机会，如果你愿意远离那个偶像，如果你愿意远离以你自己为中心的生活，如果你愿意远离你把该放在神地位的那个，把神放在的地位的那个东西，把东西放在神地位的那个东西取掉的话，你到我这里来。
And of the 2 million people that heard Moses, approximately of the approximately 2 million people who heard Moses,
大概有200万的人听到摩西的说话。
About 1,997,000 of them responded.
有197,000人回应了。
Because we're told that 3,000 did not.
因为我们知道圣经说有3,000人没有。
There were 3,000 that were confronted and invited to turn from their worship of idols and to put their faith and their trust in God, and they refused to repent. They refused to turn.
有那3,000人，当摩西质问他们的时候，要他们远离那个偶像的时候，他们拒绝，他们拒绝远离，他们也拒绝认罪。
And for those 3,000, the story tells us it was the last day of their life.
所以故事告诉我们，那3,000人那一天是他们在世上的最后一日。
Ultimately, when a person refuses to turn away from what they have placed, what they have put in place of God in their life, and they refuse to turn away from that towards God, the end of it can only be judgment.
当一个人不愿意离开他把东西放，把一件事物放在属神的位置的时候，那他的终结总是会被审。神会审判他。
The reason they died was not because of idolatry.
他们死不是因为拜偶像。
But because they refused to turn from their idolatry.
而是他们不愿意放弃那个偶像。
As we get to verse 29, here's the situation.
到了29节。
There are now 3,000 people dead.
3,000人已经死了。
1,997,000 people are very sorry for what they have done. They have renewed their commitment to God. They have basically said, I'm sorry. Now look at verse 30.
30节。
The next day, Moses said to the people, You have committed a great sin.But now I will go to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin.
到了第二天，摩西对百姓说：“你们犯了大罪，我如今要上耶和华那里去，或者可以为你们赎罪。”
You see, as I'm reading this story, I'm thinking, hold on a second. Aren't these the people who said sorry?
我念到这里的时候，我说：“哎，等一下，摩西，难道这些人不是已经道歉了吗？”
These aren't the 3,000 who refused to say sorry.
他们不是那三千人不愿意道歉的。
I mean, isn't God being a little bit harsh here?
神你太严厉了吧。
But the fact remains that they have committed a great sin.
可是事实就是事实，他们犯了大罪。
But what about forgiveness, Moses?
那摩西，那你为什么不赦免呢？
What more can they do?
他们还能做什么？
And here I want to draw you to...A crucial word in the Bible in verse 30.
在三十节有一个字非常的重要。
It's the word atonement.
赎罪。
Atonement, very simply, is what does it take to put two things that have been broken, or something that has been broken, and take these two things and put it back together again.
赎罪就是其实是很简单，就是把一个破的一个东西，再怎么把它。
A good way to understand this word atonement, whenever you see it in the Bible, and by the way, Exodus is the first time you come across this word.
这个赎罪就是在圣经中出埃及记是第一次出现。
Good way to understand it is to divide the word atonement at one ment.
好，一个方法就是这个字其实在英文来说可以分成三部分，就是在这一个意义中。
Whenever there is an offense.That has taken place. The issue of atonement comes in and asks, what does it take to make something broken, something wrong? How can we put it back together? How can we make it right again?
当两方有一方得罪另外一方的时候，这个赎罪就是要把他们两个怎么样把这个破碎的关系再一次的修补回去，连接和好。
And here is the really important part of this question.
在这里有一个很重要的问题。
What is required to make the wrong right again is determined by the offended or by the injured party.
如何能够把让坏的关系或破碎的，然后再能够接连回去的时候，是谁能做这个决定？是犯罪的那个呢，还是受损的那个
？That is absolutely vital for us to understand and for our culture to understand because our culture simply does not get it.
当这个是非常重要的一个观念，我们的文化、我们的各样、我们的人际，其实是常常很模糊的。
Go back to Joey for a moment after he shot my TV.
我们回到刚刚我给的那个例子，他那个孩子十四岁的孩子，把我的电视打破了。
He could have said, "Well, I'm really, really sorry," and he was.
这个孩子说我真的很抱歉，他真的是很诚心诚意的道歉。
How about I take everybody out to McDonald's and we'll call it even?
那他说我请大家到麦当劳去吃个饭，这样就算赔罪了。
It's probably not going to work because the TV's over $1,000.
这可能大概行不来，因为我的电视超过1000块。
But beyond that, the reason why it wouldn't work is because the offending party, the person who did the wrong, does not have a lot of bargaining power.
这个没有办法说，因为他犯错的这个人，他实在是不能来，来出这个主意，说我要怎么来补回。
Joey can be really sorry, but the thing that has been broken, the transgression, is not repaired by the words "I'm sorry."
他这个孩子很抱歉，可是他所犯下来的过错，不是单单一句话对不起就能弥补的。
Quite apart from how one feels, quite apart from feeling sorry.There is something we need to do to make something wrong right again.
除了你心里感到抱歉的时候，还要有一个行为，要有个行动，才能让这个错的、破碎的补救回来。
This word atonement goes right to the heart of the Bible story because the Bible is about what does it take to put back together this relationship between man and God that has been broken by our sin.
所以这个赎罪就实在是我们圣经中所教导的一个中心点，教导我们如何，我们该如何行，才能够让我们与神破碎的关系中再一次的恢复回来。
And for most people in our culture, and maybe even for some of us here, we would want to believe that saying sorry is enough, but it is not.
常常往往我们的文化背景或是在我们当中，我们以为我们如果说我们道歉了。就可以好了，其实并不是如此。
See, most people in our culture, when you do something wrong, they simply tell you, and you ask them, like, what do I have to do to fix it? They'll just simply tell you, say sorry and mean it.
常常我们在我们日常的生活习惯中，人家说我该怎么做，你说你要诚心的道歉就可以了。
That's not what the Bible says.
可是圣经不是这么说。
If you're here this morning thinking that all that needs to be done.For a restored relationship with God is that you just simply need to be sorry for what you've done, then you need to hear from the Bible that God says something very different.
如果你今天早上来，以为为了你以往所做错的，你只要跟神说我很抱歉，我对不起了，你以为这样就够了，那你要来看看在圣经中神是怎么教导我们的。
These people said, "We're sorry."
这些人对神说。对不起。
Moses says we need to see about an atonement.
摩西对他们说，我们要怎么个赎罪。
So how is atonement made if being sorry is not enough?
那赎罪到底是要该怎么行？如果说光只是道歉是不够的。
Well, that's what Moses is stressed out about all night long.
所以摩西大概前一个晚上没有办法睡觉。
He can't sleep that night.
他睡不着。
He knows that God is angry and God's anger is burning.
他知道神的愤怒。
What is it going to take to make atonement for these people who are sorry?
到底要为这些道歉的百姓如何来赎罪呢？
Then he remembers the Passover. that they experienced just a few weeks back.
所以他记起了几个星期前的那个逾越节。
How God accepted the sacrifice of the lamb in place of the people's lives.
所以他记起了那个时候神接受了那个羔羊的血来救赎了他的百姓。
He remembers how all of Israel's firstborn were spared of death when the angel of death came through and killed all the firstborns in the land of Egypt.
他记起了那个时候那个死亡的天使越过了这个埃及全地的时候以色列的长子是如何的 被拯救。
You see, Moses hasn't been in Sunday school for all of his life. This is still pretty new for him, right?
我们都知道摩西并没有上过主日学可是这个是他亲身的经历。
So he's remembering, like, yeah, about 6-7 weeks ago, we put blood on our doorpost, and God was willing to take the life of that animal that was sacrificed, and because there was blood that was shed, God decided to spare our lives. And maybe I can offer my life to God as an atonement for these people.
So he remembers that when God accepted that lamb's blood,涂抹在门楣上面来拯救以色列的百姓所以或许我可以我摩西可以舍下我的血来拯救这个百姓为百姓赎罪
And that's basically what he says in verse 31
所以在31节他就是这么说
Listen to what he says Moses went back to the Lord and said Oh, what a great sin these people have committed They have made themselves gods of gold But now please forgive their sin
摩西回到耶和华那里说：“哎，这百姓犯了大罪，为自己做了金像。倘若你可赦免他们的罪
，But if not, in other words, God, if you can't forgive them, and a sacrifice has to be made, then blot my name out of the book that you have written.
如果这样不够，如果一个献祭一定要献上的话，那神，求你把我的名字从生命册上去除去。”
If it's not possible, God, for you to unilaterally pronounce forgiveness over these people, if an atonement has to be made, then let me be the sacrifice.
如果神你不愿意完全的赦免他们，如果一个献祭一定要完成的话，那神求你让我成为他们的赎罪祭。
So one of the reasons why I think Moses is one of the greatest leaders that you'll ever read about in the Bible.
所以我在我的感觉上，摩西真的是一个很伟大的一个带领的人。
In effect, he was saying, "I will go to hell myself if your blessing and presence can be restored back to the people."
他实实在在是说，我愿意下地狱，如果你愿意恢复你与以色列百姓的同在与祝福。
Probably Moses' finest hour as a leader.
在这个时候真的是摩西他带领以色列的最高点。
And God says, in effect, no deal.
可是神却对摩西说不，摩西。
This is out of your league, man.
这不是你所能求的。
Why?
为什么?
Why couldn't Moses be their atonement?
为什么摩西不能成为替他们赎罪?
Because Moses was a sinner himself.
因为摩西他也是个罪人。
And a man with sin on his hand is in no position to atone for the sins of another person.
因为一个罪人不能成为一个赎罪祭，替另外一个罪人成为一个赎罪祭。
And so God says, life is going to go on for you. I will forgive, but I will not go with you.
所以神对摩西说，你会继续。你也会继续往前走，可是我却不与你同在。
I will give you what you want. I will just not give you my presence.
我会供应你所需要的，可是我却不会与你同在。
Have you ever noticed that whenever sin comes into a situation, God always it always separates man from God?
你们发现当一个罪进来的时候，在我们的当中的时候，神就与人分开了。
You see that throughout the Bible.
你在圣经中看到许许多多的例子。
And the people begin to cry over this distressing news.
所以人对这个真是很沮丧的消息来哭泣。
So what is it going to take to bring God back?
那该如何行才能让神转回来呢?
What will it take to make this wrong right if Moses can't even offer his own life as one of the greatest leaders in the Bible.
如果摩西这么伟大的领袖不能把这个关系替我们恢复的话，我们该如何行？
And when we sin, Despite being sorry and perhaps even crying many tears over our past choices, what do we do if even that will not atone for our sins?
当我们哭泣，我们为我们以往所犯的罪哭泣的时候，到底我们该如何行呢？
If Moses, the best man that God can offer to be a leader for his people, cannot bring atonement, who can make the wrong right again?
如果摩西这么伟大的人，他都不能成为我们罪的赎罪的话，到底谁能够替我们赎罪呢？
Well, Moses had it partially right when he referred back to the Passover.
摩西想到了逾越节，他是走在一个正的一个，他往正的方向在想，他的想法是正确的。
The lamb's blood that was smeared over the doorpost of every Jewish household, it served as a precursor of Jesus' blood shed on our behalf.
那个羔羊的血涂在门楣，那个以色列人门楣上面，就是预表了主耶稣的血要为我们的罪来涂抹。
It is the blood of the Lamb of God that allows the wrath and the judgment of a holy God to pass over us.
是主耶稣羔羊的宝血来保守我们，让圣洁的神的愤怒和审判越过我们。
And so in a moment, you're going to be invited to come to the communion table.
等一下我们都要来到主的桌前。
And every time we eat that bread and we drink from that cup, we are reminded that the peace of God does not simply come to us just by us being sorry.
当我们领受饼杯的时候，它提醒我们，我们与神之间的和平和谐不只是担当我们跟神说道歉而已。
Regardless of how sorry we might feel,
不管我们是如何的诚心诚意的道歉。
Atonement with an offended God is not made on your terms, but by Him.
我们要赎罪，我们要照他的心意，不是照我们的心意。
Which means this, and listen to this very carefully. I'm almost finished.
我快要结束了，所以请你们注意听。
Your good works and your good intentions are not good enough.
你的好行为，你的好意念不够。
And your sorrow, no matter how sorry you are, is not good enough.
你的悔改，不管你是多么的诚意，不够。
Only a perfect sacrifice, one that has been determined by God, only that can make our wrongs right again.
唯有一个完全的献祭，而是神预定的，他指定的，才能够成为我们的赎罪祭。
That sacrifice is Jesus Christ, predicted in the Passover, prophesied throughout the entire Old Testament, and finally fulfilled in the Gospel when John the Baptist says this.
那个赎罪祭是我们的耶稣基督，在逾越节预表了，圣经旧约中所有的先知也预言了。而到了新约里头，施洗约翰这么说。
Looking at Jesus in John chapter 1 verse 29, John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."
在约翰福音第一章二十九节，施洗约翰看着耶稣这么说：“看哪、啊，神的儿子，除去世人的罪。”
Paul makes that statement in John 1:29 explicit in Romans 3:21 when he writes this.
保罗在罗马书二十一章有更深的解释。
But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.There is no difference, because everyone has sinned, everyone has fallen short of the glory of God, and everyone is justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement, that exact same word we find in Exodus.
在罗马书三章二十一节，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信他的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白称义。 神设立耶稣作为挽回祭，就凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显出神的义来。在那里所说的救赎，就是我们在旧约看到的赎罪祭。
You can trust in your own goodness or in your own good intentions to save yourself, but there are two problems with that.
你可以靠着你的好行为，也靠着你的好意念来赎罪，可是两个问题。
Firstly, you are not the offended party, so you don't get to determine the conditions to restore your relationship with God.
第一，你不是那个受亏损的那一方，所以你不能用照你自己的方法来弥补那个破碎的关系。
That's like Joey telling me that going to McDonald's is good enough to fix the TV.
就像那个14岁的男孩子说，我们到麦当劳，我请你大吃一顿一样。
He's in no position to bargain.
他实在他没有那个能够跟我谈论的地位。
Secondly, the scripture makes clear that even the most righteous thing that we can do is like a filthy rag before God.
就算我们做得再好，我们在神的眼前还是一个破不值得纪念的人。
And that the wages of our sin, the consequence of turning away from the law of God and replacing Him with our own desires, the wage of that, what we earned for doing all of that, is eternal separation from the one who loves us and gave Himself for us.
我们所犯的罪，我们把我们所追求的东西放在神，在我们生命中放到神的地位的时候，我们所做的一切，实在就是让我们更远离神。
If you have never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
如果你从来没有接受主耶稣成为你的救主，
If you have never received Jesus as the atonement for restoring your relationship with God, so that you can be put back into a rightful relationship with God, I want to invite you to do that this morning as we close in prayer.
如果你从来没有接受主为你所做的献祭，如果你从来没有因着他让你与神的关系再一次的和好的时候，我愿意今天在我们结束祷告的时候来邀请你做这样的祷告。
Please pray with me.
让我们一起来祷告。
Merciful and gracious God,
恩典有怜悯的神，
forgive us our sins.
求你除去我们的罪。
Forgive us for the sin of blindness, which sees so superficially that it sees no sin at all.
张开我们的眼，让我们看到这世界一切虚假的事情，实在是我们的罪。
And more deeply, forgive the sins that make us blind to our own moral condition.
也求你赦免我们的罪，让我们真是蒙了我们的心眼。
Forgive us and save us from that sin of all sins, the sin of denying you.
求你赦免我们，求你赦免我们看不见你，求你赦免我们拒绝你。
And forgive us for confessing your name, but avoiding your presence.
求你赦免我们，我们虽然向你认罪，可是我们却不愿意你与我们同在。
Forgive us for coming into your presence too well protected by self-satisfaction that it keeps us from being humbled by your glory and your mercy.
求你赦免我们来到你的面前是这么样的自满，而忘记了应该要谦卑来带着一颗谦卑的心来到你的面前。
Forgive us as we come and receive the atonement that has been made by Jesus.
求你赦免我们，让我们能够来到你的面前，接受主耶稣成为我们的赎罪祭。
We ask it in His name.
我们这样子求是以照耶稣基督的名。
Amen.